Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has become the first US president in history to be charged with a crime. He'll be indicted in New York over alleged hush money given to a porn star. Mr. Trump, who's running again for president, has repeated he's innocent. More details from our Washington correspondent, Nomia Iqbal.
The details of the charges have not yet been released, but they relate to his part in the payment of money to a porn star, Stormy Daniels, before the 2016 election to buy her silence about an alleged affair. Now he's been indicted, he'll have to go to New York, where he'll be fingerprinted and have his mugshot and DNA taken. He'll then have to enter a plea on the charges before a judge, at which point he will probably be bailed. In a long statement, Mr. Trump has described it as political persecution and a witch hunt. His lawyers said he did not commit any crime and they would fight it in court. Stormy Daniels' lawyer said the decision to prosecute was no cause for joy and that no one was above the law.
One of Mr. Trump's rivals for the Republican Party's presidential nomination, Ron DeSantis, has described the indictment as contrary to American values. The Republican leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said the grand jury decision had damaged the United States. The Turkish parliament has ratified Finland's membership of the NATO military alliance. Finland ended decades of military non-alignment and decided to join NATO last May, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner reports.
This decision clears the way for one of the most important moments in NATO's history. Finland, a country with an 800-mile border with Russia and one of the most powerful arsenals of artillery pieces in Western Europe, is ditching its neutrality and joining the alliance. For President Putin, it's a major strategic setback. He sent his army into Ukraine last year in the expectation it would check NATO's expansion and weaken the West. In fact, it has achieved the exact opposite. Finland is now set to become the seventh NATO country on the Baltic Sea, further isolating Russia's coastal access at St. Petersburg and on its small enclave of Kaliningrad.
Officials in Canada have released a final report into the country's worst ever mass shooting. They called for sweeping changes to end what they described as an epidemic of gender-based domestic violence in Canada. Michael McDonald was one of the officials on the Mass Casualties Commission.
Among our recommendations, we are calling for a process to rethink the structure of policing in Nova Scotia, greater focus on addressing and preventing the root causes of violence in our communities, including gender-based violence, intimate partner violence, and family violence, and a much expanded and more collaborative model to ensure community safety and well-being.
World News from the BBC. Britain has struck a deal to join a Trans-Pacific Trade Pact consisting of 11 countries. These countries account for 13% of global GDP. The pact, the Comprehensive Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, aims to cut or reduce 95% of import charges or tariffs, but some are retained to protect sensitive domestic areas. The gains for Britain will only be marginal. The authorities in Mexico say they've arrested five suspects for their alleged role in the deaths of 39 migrants in a fire at a detention centre on Monday. The Attorney General's office said the warrants were against three immigration officials, two private security officers, and the person who allegedly started the fire. The Media Council of Kenya says six journalists have been injured during a third day of anti-government protests around the country. There have been rising concerns over deliberate attacks on media professionals carried out by officials and demonstrators. A total of 25 journalists have been assaulted since the protests started last week. The Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow has won a US lawsuit after being sued over a skiing collision in Utah 7 years ago. The jury ruled that it was in fact the claimant, a retired optometrist, who was at fault. Sophie Long was at the courthouse in Utah.
It took the jury just 2 hours to come to their verdict, and they found that Gwyneth Paltrow was not responsible for causing the collision with 76-year-old Terry Sanderson. This was a he said, she said trial. We heard a huge amount of evidence about his state of mind and his physical and mental health before and after that accident. But we now know that the jury found that Gwyneth Paltrow was not responsible. He was suing her for $300,000. She countersued for $1. She has now been awarded that $1 in damages. And he will also now be liable to pay the legal fees, which will likely run into hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's the latest BBC News.